Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Polsat Group Results for the Second Quarter Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode until we conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star then zero on your telephone. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to the chairperson, Dominik Lebetzky. Please begin your meeting, and I'll be standing by.
Thank you very much, operator. Welcome everyone to the second quarter results of Cyfrowy Polsat Group. The first time when we report consolidated results of Telewizja Polsat and Cyfrowy Polsat. Completion of acquisition of Telewizja Polsat was performed on April 20th, so consolidation is for 2 months and 10 days of a given quarter. To remind you, in order to complete the transaction, we have 3 billion Polish zloty debt, 1.4 billion is a bank loan, 200 million is a revolving loan, and 1.4 billion was a bridge, which in the second quarter we refinanced to the senior secured notes, and the interest rate on these notes was 7.125%, which we think it's very good for this time. Regarding other important events of the second quarter, these were mainly the operating important events, and I will discuss them one by one. First, we signed the extension of the agreement with TVN concerning distribution of TVN channels on Cyfrowy Polsat platform, and parallelly, in the same time, we concluded the agreement with ITI regarding distribution of Telewizja Polsat thematic channels and the main channel on N platform. We also concluded the license agreement with Sony Pictures Entertainment for the long-term exclusive distribution of their content on our free-to-air channel and non-exclusive distribution of their content on our thematic channels. We also started, we purchased in the second quarter, and we already started to broadcast the rights of Polish soccer first league. It's called T-Mobile Ekstraklasa. The rights, which we believe will enhance our programming, sport programming channels, their quality, and we expect the upsell of our customers to the sport tier in which these rights will be exploited. Important is that money-wise, it was a very modest investment. Last but not least, we performed the consumer test on LTE services, broadband, mobile broadband, and yesterday we commercially launched this product to our customers in Poland. To summarize our operational results, number of our DTH subscribers increased by 209,000 year-on-year, and at the end of the second quarter was 3.47 million. But today we also announced that last week the number of our customers will cross 3.5 million benchmark, a very round figure. That's why we decided to present this figure, thanks to very good sales in the months of July and August. Number of our MVNO users increased by 89,000 to 130,000, and what is important to underline, 98% of them are in a postpaid mode. Number of internet users increased by 32,000 to 43,000. It's actually close to 50,000 today. Family package ARPU reached the level of 43.2 Polish zloty, and Mini package ARPU also increased to 11.6 in this quarter. We have very low churn rate, 9.1%. It gives us a lot of comfort in looking in the coming quarters in terms of increasing of our subscriber base. In Telewizja Polsat, the results are also very satisfying to us. Audience share increased by 13% to 21.2%, and our share in advertising market reached 23%. As an effect of creating the new group of Cyfrowy Polsat, we decided to start reporting two segments, and this will be performed from now on. First segment we called Retail Business segment, and it's based on the business-to-client relation. Broadly, we can describe it as a former Cyfrowy Polsat, and TV broadcasting and production, and this is basically Telewizja Polsat's business line. So going into details of Retail Business segment, as I said, the sales and stable churn are the good sales and a stable churn were our key factors of the growth. We sold 250,000. No, our sales were gross 250,000, and our churn decreased from 10% to 9.1% in comparison to first half of 2010. The decrease in churn was thanks to the high level of our customer satisfaction and efficient retention programs. As I said, the subscriber base at the end of the quarter reached 3.47 million. The split of the subscriber base is today 22% in Mini package and 78% in Family and the Premium segment. If you look at the churn, which is on slide number nine in the brackets under the graph, you can see that the churn in our Family package improved, which we are very satisfied with, and the churn in the Mini package increased a little bit, but this is due to the maturing subscriber base, which is nothing unusual. You can see the breakdown of the churn on the slide number 10, breakdown to the two packages, and with the trend in the past. So it is obvious that our retention program really have a positive influence on total churn of our platform. ARPU stable increase. We said that we will expect a 5% growth in 2011. The ARPU in Q1 was a little bit higher, but to remind you, announcing the Q1 results, we explained that the sudden increase was due to the one-off. We calculated the penalties, and Tomek, in his part, will discuss the details or in the Q&A part. However, the figure 43.2 PLN does not reflect accurate ARPU of our customers, because in Q4 of 2010, we implemented flexible packaging, which means that our customers, during the contract, can downgrade from the certain level on which they can pay on the monthly basis to predetermined minimum tier. In 43.2, due to the fact that we do not have the track record, we decided, together with our auditor, to present the figure in the worst case scenario. So it means 100% of our customers would downgrade to that level. Of course, it will not happen. We expect about between 30 to 40% of the customers acquired in that period to stay in the higher tiers than minimum to which they can downgrade. So it will have, of course, the positive impact on the final ARPU in that quarter. In mini package segment, the ARPU is growing steadily thanks to the conversion of mini customers to mini HD. To remind you, we started the project a few months ago, and we closed the product called Mini for $9.90. And the only product, the lowest segment, is now priced at the level of $14.90. So over the time, with the migration of the client, we'll see the permanent growth of this segment of the client. In the same time, we also discontinue Minimax package, which called 1990, but the split of the subscriber base was 90 to 10% in favor of the mini package, so that there will be definitely a positive impact on churn in the mini segment. TV broadcasting and production business line is discussed on the slide number 12. TV Polsat in Q2 was the only media group which increased its audience share. Audience share increased by 13% to 21.2%. Polsat thematic channels, Polsat main channel audience increased by 9.5% to 17%, and thematic channels increased by almost 30% to the level of 4.2%. If you look at the right side of that graph, you can see that Polsat was, as I said, the only group, a big media group in Poland. TVN dropped in that time by 3 percentage points, and by 3%, I'm sorry, and TVP group by 12%. On slide number 13, we present the results in the first half of 2011, because TV business is seasonal. And we believe that 6 months results better reflect our business. Our audience share in that time grew to the level of 20.3%. Polsat main channel was channel number one with a 16.4% audience share, and our thematic channels were 3.9%, but actually in the thematic channel, I would not apply the same rule as I said with the free-to-air channels, because their performance is based on the distribution. And in the second quarter, we completed the agreement with Platform N, 800,000 subscribers, and it will be continued in the next quarter. So 4.2% better reflects the actual starting point for the next quarters of the performance of our thematic channels. When we look at the performance of the media group in this time, first 6 months of 2011, we can see that, again, Polsat was the only big media group which grew in that time, 8% plus versus minus 3 in TVN and minus 8 in TVP. TV advertising market and sponsoring market grew by 6%. Our group outperformed the market nearly two times, as it was in the Q1 of 2011, and our growth was 11%, total market share 23%. In the first half of 2011, advertising market grew by 4%, and our group outperformed the market again by two times, 8%, having the market share at the level of 22%. Constantly, we are working on the distribution of our thematic channels. To remind you, in last two, three quarters, we concluded three important distribution deals. First, Canal Plus, then multimedia, number three cable operator in Poland, and then platform and third largest platform in our country. So today our estimation is that distribution of our thematic channels is circa 60% of the estimated potential range. All these businesses which I described are the reflection of it is a very good financial results of our group. Our revenue reached 629 million, EBITDA 218 million, EBITDA margin almost 35%, and net profit 69 million. Please remember that net profit reflects the effect of finance costs related to the acquisition of Telewizja Polsat. These are the results of Cyfrowy Polsat Group together with Telewizja Polsat, but in order to give you the comparison to the previous results, we prepared slide number 18 on which we show you that organic growth of all Cyfrowy Polsat Group, so pay TV business, is also very healthy. Our revenue reached 397 million, EBITDA 120, EBITDA margin 30,000. Net profit 193, but it's also a little bit artificial figure because it includes dividend from Telewizja Polsat, but also the cost of that service. And now I would like to hand the floor to Tomasz Szeląg, our CFO. Tomek.
Thank you, Dominik. Welcome to everyone. As an introduction, I would like to say that our financial results I will discuss in a minute include TV Polsat results since 20th of April this year. And in this quarterly report, we will analyze finance costs in more detail, as I said last time during the first quarter results, as well as cash flows and balance sheet. On page number 20 and 21, there are two slides which are introductory ones. In our financial statements, you can find new elements on the revenue side due to TV Polsat consolidation, namely advertising and sponsorship revenue and revenue from cable and satellite operators. Our revenues increased by 252 million as a result of TV Polsat consolidation and growth in subscriber base and ARPU of, let's say, the old Cyfrowy Polsat. There are also new elements on the cost side, namely cost of internal and external TV production and amortization of sports broadcasting rights and amortization of purchased film licenses. When you analyze our results, you can see that some of the cost categories increased mainly as a result of TV Polsat consolidation, giving an example of salaries, transmission costs, or marketing costs. Our costs without depreciation in the second quarter increased less than revenues, which had, of course, positive impact on our EBITDA, which increased to the level of 218 million and EBITDA margin 34.6%. As Dominik said, net profit was impacted by finance costs connected with TV Polsat acquisition. On page number 21, you have similar figures for the half year of 2011. We prepared these figures only in synthetic form. Later on during the presentation, I will analyze in more details quarterly results, but half yearly results you can find in appendix. Revenues exceeded 1 billion. Cost increased much less than revenues. As a result, EBITDA reached the level of 342 million and EBITDA margin exceeded 33%. Page number 22. Generally, our revenues grew by 67%, mainly as a result of consolidation of TV Polsat, but without TV Polsat, our revenues increased by 5% due to an increase in retail subscription revenues, in which 97% accounted for DTH subscription fees in the second quarter. On the right-hand side graph, you can see that our business model is very stable. After consolidations with TV Polsat, there is still dominant role of geographically diversified revenues from retail subscription. As you can see on the left-hand side graph, retail subscription revenues are still increasing by 10% in the analyzed period to the level of 386 million. Two new elements, advertising and sponsorship revenue revenues were 207 million and revenues from cable and satellite operator fees 16 million. You can observe that our revenues in the second quarter of this year decreased in comparison to the first quarter of this year. And this is a base effect. We do not compare apples with apples because in the first quarter of 2011, we calculated penalties from termination of contract with our subscribers, which also were connected with December 2010. I said that I described it during first quarter results. That's why in the second quarter you do not have this effect, and as a result there is a decrease mentioned by me. There's also a lack of positive effect of our flexible offers, which will be visible in the third quarter of this year. Page number 23. Generally, about talking about cost structure, in the second quarter there was positive foreign exchange effect of 7.9 million. On the right-hand side graph, you can see that our cost structure is very diversified, even except the fact that we didn't consolidate TV Polsat as a whole quarter, but the highest cost category, namely programming cost, accounted for 23%. Our programming costs were on the stable level, and the increase of 2% is very minimal. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs increased a little bit by 13% due to two reasons. Firstly, consolidation of TV Polsat and marketing costs increasing due to this fact, and call center costs and retention programs costs increase in line with the subscriber base growth of Cyfrowy Polsat, all Cyfrowy Polsat. Two cost elements from TV Polsat: cost of internal and external TV production and amortization of sport rights reached the level of 76 million, and amortization of purchase film licenses 26 million. In terms of depreciation and amortization and impairment allowance, the increase is 26 million, out of which 10 million comes from TV Polsat consolidation, and the rest, majority of the rest, comes from amortization of our set-top box. Talking about salaries and employee-related costs, there's a base effect here. Firstly, consolidation with TV Polsat. Secondly, there's lack of M-Punkt salaries in April 2010, because we started consolidation with M-Punkt since May 2010. And of course, organic growth and new products Cyfrowy Polsat implemented, like broadband internet. Talking about other costs, you can see the increase of 12 million, mainly as a result of consolidation with TV Polsat. I would like only to mention bad debt provisions. As I said, in the first quarter, we implemented new vindication initiatives in the company, and as a result, in the second quarter, you can see some positive effects. Our cost decreased by 7 million in comparison to the first quarter of 2011, and bad debt to retail subscription revenues indicator is back on the level of 3%. Page number 24. Beginning from this quarter, we will analyze which segments contributed to our results. You can see that in the second quarter, the contribution of TV Polsat is higher because we don't have comparable period of last year, both in terms of revenue and EBITDA side. We can also observe first synergy effects in the second quarter, the 3 months after the completion of Telewizja Polsat. These synergies are in line with our plans. They are mainly on the revenue side in TV Polsat and cost side, Technik and back office in both TV and Cyfrowy Polsat. Of course, we are aware that we are at the beginning of the road. Just to remind you, we announced that in the incoming 2 years after the acquisition, we will increase our EBITDA margin by 2 percentage points thanks to synergies. Page number 25 and 26, we prepared for you results of TV Polsat on a standalone basis, just to give you the flavor of TV Polsat results and also give you the opportunity to compare these results with the previous periods we announced during first quarter and the announcement of the transaction. As you can see, TV Polsat revenues on the quarterly basis increased by 47 million, mainly as a result of an increase in advertising and sponsorship and from wholesale subscription. Costs are definitely under control. As a result, EBITDA increased by 27 million to 115 million and EBITDA margin to the level of 36.3%. On the net profit level, you can find the base effect from the second quarter of 2010 and the first half of 2010. We calculated, we revaluated intercompany debt in US dollars, and as a result, TV Polsat generated additional finance income of circa 40 million zlotys. Page number 26, the same trends, positive trends in the first quarter. Revenues increased by 82 million to the level of 553 million. Our cost increased by 42 million to the level of 364 million and EBITDA was at the level of 184 million. After TV Polsat acquisition, our balance sheet changed considerably. That's why we prepared the slide number 27. You can see that our balance sheet amount increased by 4.2 billion. We recognize goodwill and TV Polsat brand. Our programming assets value, long and short term, was at the level of 288 million. At the end of the second quarter, we had nearly 300 million of cash. And in terms of the liabilities and equity, our loans and borrowings, long and short term, were at the level of 1,288 million, and our bonds, 1,372 million. On the next page, there's cash flow in the first half of 2011. This slide is much more, I would say, sophisticated in comparison to the previous ones because we have financing. We started the year with 28 million cash. During the first 6 months of the year, we generated 89 million from operating activities, which is 3 times more in comparison to last year. We got a senior facility agreement and bridge facility agreement, and we, at the end of the second quarter and at the moment as well, we didn't utilize revolver facility at all. Acquisition of TV Polsat minus cash, we had on the day of acquisition account was at a level of 2,337 million. We issue bonds of 1,372 million. We repaid some loans and borrowings, particularly BFA but also first tranche of SFA and all overdrafts, which were in TV Polsat, Cyfrowy Polsat Technology, and M-Punkt. We also paid some interest and cost of obtaining financing, and our CAPEX was at the level of 21 million. And if you calculate the CAPEX versus revenue ratio, you receive 2%, which means that our business model is a low CAPEX consuming one. And at the end of the period, we had, as I said, nearly 300 million of cash. At the moment, we have even more cash at the level of 360 million. Finance costs are much more important now. That's why we prepared slide number 29, which gives you some flavor on the positions between EBITDA and net profit. Depreciation and amortization, 45 million. Foreign exchange differences, excluding hedging. This is mainly the bonds revaluation and the difference between foreign exchange on the day when we issue the bonds and on the reporting day. Then the biggest big position is net interest cost, excluding hedging. In the 62 million, you have one-off connected with BFA, Bridge Facility Agreement, because we repay the whole BFA during the second quarter via issuing the bonds. As a result, all costs connected with BFA we put as a one-off in the second quarter, and we are talking about 25 million zlotys, which means that you should not calculate this amount in your business models, in your evaluation models in the future for the next quarter. And maybe one more comment about taxes. You can see that there is a similar level of taxes calculated in our P&L as last year. And last year, just to remind you, it was without Telewizja Polsat, and here we've got with TV Polsat, which means that there are some positive effects of our tax optimization activities we concluded in Cyfrowy Polsat last year, and which is visible this year. And last but not least, financial indebtedness. The main covenant in our credit facilities is, of course, net debt to EBITDA. Our total debt in balance sheet at the end of the second quarter was 2,660 million. Net debt was 2,362 million. And what is important, we put also the indicator of EBITDA pro forma for the last four quarters or 12 months of combined companies Cyfrowy Polsat and Telewizja Polsat, and you can see that it is on a very high attractive level of 769 million. Using these numbers, we calculated net debt to EBITDA indicator of 3.07, which is with very big headroom in comparison to the covenant maximum level we have in our credit facilities. And at the moment, this indicator is even lower. Talking about debt structure, you can see that this is 50-50, circa 50-50 between euro debt and zloty debt. And in terms of our rating, we are in touch with rating agencies. Rating is very attractive with a stable outlook, which is higher in comparison to our competitors. Thank you very much. Dominik?
Thank you, Tomek. Because this is this report opens a new era in the history of our company, we decided to present to you the strategy, which is based on business elements we have now in our group. On slide number 32, you have our vision. Our vision, which was presented to our employees, so everyone knows in which direction we are heading, and we decided to share this with you as well. So we see our company as a company which will create and provide the most attractive content using the best and latest technologies to deliver high-quality, multiple-play services with the highest level of customer satisfaction. And this will help us to be the leader in entertainment in Poland. The vision comes from understanding the consumer needs in Poland, and this can be explained through three developments. The technologies are emerging all the time, which will in time fundamentally change how consumers acquire their content. The pace of change is slower in Poland than some European markets, but this technology gap will inevitably close over the time. Secondly, the consumer is changing his habits, how, when, and where, and what he consumes. And also, it's regarding the content, the difference in the content they will consume. We can already see this from the households we have with more than one set-top box, or the households with PVR or from a mobile usage. These new patterns will also be different in Poland compared with other markets. But the important thing is to recognize is that they will change over time. When you look in the history of our company, we are always winning because we understand Polish consumer very well. Third, there is the emergence of what we call multi-play services. This means the consumer in Poland will increasingly want access to variety of services and products, whether it's TV, broadband, telephony, or other services, and this is something we are starting to see already. Looking at these changes, we see content and distribution as being key to how we respond. We believe securing the content that will be demanded is critical. By securing, we mean owning, but not only, also having the right access and the right content deals. Efficient distribution means having the right platforms and the right technologies and thinking about what we need to provide to our consumers to keep them satisfied. So, conclusion is, we have winning strategy. There are three parts of this strategy: how we build value in our existing and prospective customer base, how we build revenues from the channels we own and the content they deliver, and how we manage our costs to deliver shareholder returns. I will take each of these in turn. So on slide number 35, important aspect we'd like to discuss. Out of four, there will be four ways how we think about building value in our customer base. Pay TV is still growing market in Poland. The estimation of the analyst that there are 1 million customers who don't pay for TV still to be captured. This is a significant growth potential, and we want to our share of that growth. This doesn't include those customers who might be tempted to move from cable TV to DTH, which will also represent a big opportunity for us due to the fact that we have multiple play, which was the advantage of cable TV till now. This is only, of course, the part of the story. The second part of building value in our customer base is also important. It is dimensioned multiple play. It is in the early stage in Poland, and as you can see on slide number 36, there is some catching up to do. Multiple play right now, and in short term to medium, means TV, broadband, telephony. But in the longer term, will mean a whole range of services and products, online, mobile, consumer-led, which we are planning for. Today, if you look at the graph, you can see that the estimation is that it's 25%. I think this figure is a little bit overestimated. But what is important, all that what was achieved as multiple play penetration was purely in cable TV. In DTH sector, we are the pioneers of multiple play, which, as you can see, is highly recognized by the consumer in Europe and, of course, in Poland. The third part of building value is customer satisfaction. It remains important to us, and it has been in the past. And that is ensuring we maintain churn at reasonable and cost-effective levels. We are pleased that we have best-in-class churn, and we are determined to keep it that way. 10.3%, which you can see on the graph number 37, is, as I said, best-in-class, comparable only to Sky. What is important that Sky achieved that level on the multiple play, while our multiple play is not having effect yet. The scale is not that significant, and 10.3% churn was achieved on single play. In order to maintain the churn at the low level, we'll focus on customer satisfaction and implementation of a very efficient retention programs. Also, a very positive effect we expect from the deployment of multiple play services, because all the benchmarks show that on those companies who implemented multiple play and on those customers, the churn could go even four times down, because for the customer satisfaction, it is important to have one contract from one provider with the multiple play services. The fourth and final part of building value in our consumer base is, of course, ARPU. We know we have great potential when it comes to improving ARPU over time, as the chart makes it clear, 36 zloty in Cyfrowy Polsat, 45 in Poland, and 138 recalculated to Polish zloty in Western Europe. We can do this by upgrading existing customers' base to higher-level packages, and this is something we are already actively seeking to do. Over time, as we provide multiple play services, this upgrading potential will even expand. We also have the ability to implement selectively the price increase. When I use the word selectively, it means that we'll not announce the price increase, but for example, with the migration from standard definition to high definition, we increase the price of the given package by 2 zloty, or when we close the mini package, in the same time we migrate our customer to mini HD package, which we price at the level of 1490 versus 990 in the mini package. So this all will have definitely the positive impact on our churn. Turning to our channels, which following our acquisition of Telewizja Polsat now represent a significant part of our business. TV Polsat has successfully maintained its audience share in the recent years, despite the fragmentation resulting from multi-channel growth. The key to TV Polsat's success has been to develop a broad portfolio of thematic channels which appeal to the widest possible audience. Taking this forward, we at Cyfrowy Polsat see great opportunities for Telewizja Polsat in terms of audience share. We are working on securing distribution deals that make sense for the channels, for our customers, and for us, bringing TV Polsat to an even bigger audience. This will support overall audience share. And by investing effectively in programming, something which becomes so critical now that TV Polsat is a part of Cyfrowy Polsat, we can develop the audience even more. And this is something we have worked on since completion of this acquisition. improving audience profile is one of the points on which we'll focus in development of our channels. As you can see on the graph number 40, Polsat audience is in located in smaller towns with lower incomes, but younger and male. But our thematic channels is in the same position as TVN main channel, of which, TVN thematic channels move to the older audience. So our target is to keep our thematic channels as in the same positioning as they are right now and move Polsat television vertically to cities with a higher income, but keep them in the younger audience. Due to the distribution deals we closed in our in last few quarters, we believe this is a realistic plan to do. There will be other benefits to having a wide portfolio of channels and improving demographic. We will sell our channels to the other platforms, especially we believe that we can still build the distribution in cable, because today we reach, as I said before, about 60% of the potential range. And with the coming DTT in Poland, our unique portfolio of the thematic channel addressing all segments of the Polish market, we believe we can give a good tool for the cable operators to retain their customers. With building distribution, we of course expect to build the revenues coming from distribution deals, because our thematic channels are paid. So it means that the cable operators pay us per subscriber for these channels. Finally, we want to do all of this while at the same time managing our cost effectively. In terms of programming, the combined group can do several things better than before. We will start to see that the group has access to programming which rivals will find difficult to match, using our pay TV and multiple play platforms, our customer base, and our channels. We also want to emphasize local Polish content production, as this will be key in this market in the future. We are already quite advanced in terms of managing our technology costs. You know about our set-top box production facility, for example, and we can do more in this area, largely because of our scale, such as with transponders and software. There are also areas of costs where bringing the two companies together has real benefits around financial functions and the back office, as we announced previously. What all of these mean together is that our growth strategy will execute it on a cost-efficient and margin-improving base. We discussed at the time of the Polsat TV deal how we expect to improve margins and the growth strategy that we are pursuing. Today we are already confident that we can deliver the promise of 2% growth of incremental growth of EBITDA margin in short term, because after only one quarter of functioning as a one company, we already achieved in our internal calculation the incremental margin of 0.7%, both on revenue and cost-cutting side. Outlook for the next year, the final slide of our presentation, number 43. Looking ahead, I would now like to give some guidance on what we see as having an impact on our business. First, looking at external factors. Market forecasts based on Zenit Optimedia in market audience TV advertising market and general by analysts of Polish economy remain positive. We will continue to monitor the broader economy for any sign that this outlook might change, but for the moment we think that we are in the right track despite the turmoil in US. Secondly, as I said, the advertising market outlook is positive. We feel comfortable with the Starlink estimation of growth of Polish TV advertising market by 5%. On top of that, there is a Zenit Optimedia forecast of high single-digit growth in 2012. Of course, I think we have to all remember that the Polish economy is related to the other countries, so this is based on today's situation in the worldwide economy. Pay TV market, as I said, will continue to grow in next 2 to 3 years. I think that the point in which we will reach full penetration will be a switch off from analog to DTT, which will happen not earlier than July 2013, probably even later. Increasing demand for multiple play services will definitely have a positive impact on our business because this is a unique offer in the Polish market. So, as a result of our activities, we plan to retain market leadership in pay TV. Our focus will be on increased multiple play penetration, improving ARPU, and maintaining customer satisfaction. In TV business, audience share should be maintained at the current level, so it is a little bit over 20%. We'll compete effectively for the advertising market share. 23% is something which we achieved today. Looking forward for growth in the future if we manage to increase the profile of our viewer. And of course, last but not least, building wholesale subscription revenues from extended distribution of our thematic channels. Finally, in financial terms, this means for the year ahead that we will have revenue growth, improve profits and margins, and we as management board will continue to focus on deleveraging. Today, our net debt to EBITDA is at the level 3.03, and we expect to deleverage to the level of 2 times net debt to EBITDA in a short to medium term. So this is all what we prepared for you today, and now we are ready to take the questions. So, operator?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while participants register for questions. Once again, that's star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. So we appear to have no questions at this time. I'll hand the conference back to you.
Thank you very much. Since there is no question, I think that our presentation gave the answers to all of them, which you prepared. So, thank you very much for the participation, and I hope to hear you again 3 months from now. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.